This podcast is supported by The Real Real.
You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
Hi, everybody. Eid Mubarak. Welcome to a brand new episode of the Chill Sisters podcast. Eid Mubarak once again. This week, Rashida went to the streets. I went to the street too. We talk about the day of Arafat. We talk about everything. You know, we were all over the place. It was a fun one. Thank you for coming back this week. Hope you enjoyed this one. Hi, now Rashida.
Hey, hey, hey. Hello, boys and girls. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Chill Sisters podcast. My name is Rashida.
And I'm your sister, Adu, recording live from Abuja, Nigeria.
Recording live from Abuja.
They pay you.
No, they pay me. They pay me. By the time this comes out, we would have celebrated Eid. Come on, today is Arfa.
Special day.
Yes, how are you doing?
I'm good. Alhamdulillah. Thankful and excited to witness the best day in the whole year, if you're Muslim.
Yes.
It's a privilege. I'm happy to witness this day. A lot of people wanted to, they didn't. If we were not in Hajj, at least we get to partake in the bonanza, you know. Galada, the chances of your prayers being answered is very high. We're all fasting. So overall, excited. Alhamdulillah.
Yeah.
I'm more excited about today than Eid. Sorry to say, if that makes sense.
You know me, I can't relate.
Sorry.
There's not that excitement for Eid for me usually, because you know how I said it during the Ramadan fast, Eid. You know, there's usually really nothing to do. You're not visiting people. You're not doing anything. It's less expensive when you're living abroad
no,
to celebrate.
But, Rashida, if I can cut you before you need that point, if it's about visitation, even if in Nigeria, I don't get personal safer. I don't know, maybe because
what's
of social
happening?
Media, it's not like it used to, like Aaron Dole say, Anjaya on Salah. These days, what they do is you have these packs.
Yeah.
They have themes for children, you know, the plaything and all that. So usually parents take Igasun Kwashiara, they take them to these parks to go and have fun. Even if seeing their relatives, maybe cousins, whatever, friends, maybe perhaps they go, it's like a day out together. And yeah, on Salah, what we used to know is we go to this person's house, you go to this person's house, you understand? It's not like that.
Really? I thought
now it's more about killing people, Kingani with statues, come and see, shoots, fashion show. I'm excited about that one.
Maybe
because you're not here, you get all homesickly, but it's not like that, Sham. Anyway, sorry, it's still better than where you are.
Whatever. I'm not preparing, there's not too much preparation. But look, I did henna. E for effort.
I was laughing at her, and I noticed I was like,
I did the henna.
You wanted to paper me.
It took me 2 days to do this. So I did this one on the left hand on the first day. And I did the other one on the second hand. So this is...
I see. This is one of the reasons why you miss Nigeria. That would have finished for you in 30 minutes.
I know. You know, I was complaining the last time that I didn't do anything. And so this time around, I decided to make an effort. I did the henna.
Well, you gave yourself an E. I'll give you a C.
The E is just for effort. E for effort. So yeah,
it's Jewish, huh?
Nothing spectacular. The prayer is the most important thing. So brings me to my prayer of this week. The prayer of this week is
talking about prayer.
Ya Allah, on this day of Arfa, I hope you answer our prayers. I saw a video where there's a checklist of things you're supposed to do. Wake up before Fajr, pray two rakaat or four rakaat, lots of dhikr today, read your Quran. So there's a checklist. And I heard that between Asr and Maghrib,
I'm not group.
that period, you should make lots of prayers. Anything you want. Somebody said it's like magic. Like she has never prayed on the day of Arfa and it hasn't come instantly. I'm grabbing that and I'm taking it. I'm like, Ya Allah, I want you to do the same thing for
You
me. Yes.
snooze, you
You
lose.
snooze, you lose. So yeah, I'm taking that. And like we said, the advantage of social media, since day before yesterday, I started seeing updates on things you should say, what you should keep repeating. There's a constant reminder. I see all these clips and things that you should be doing on the day Alpha. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful reminder, and I'm loving it. So I'm grabbing the one I can
Love,
grab
love.
and taking the
My
one.
sister.
Yeah. So yesterday we were preparing, and I was explaining to my son that he's 8 years old, and I was explaining to him that, oh, it's the day of Arfa tomorrow, and we are fasting. Just explaining to him what tomorrow is going to be, and I'm telling him that Eid is on Sunday. And then I said, oh, we are fasting tomorrow. Sahur this morning was 2 a.m.
Hi.
Sahur was two
Shebi, you
a.m.
like summer. You're the one that loves summer. This is what comes with summer.
This one comes in summer.
Stop.
And then we are going to have iftar at 9:48 or so.
Wow.
Yes, so it's a long fast. It's a long day for us. The day has just started for us. So I was explaining to him, and he's still young. I'm not going to put him through that. Do you know what this boy told me? So I was trying to explain to him that it's a long day. Maybe he should leave this one out. You can do it next year, because let's see how it's going to be next year, if it's going to be. And this boy started, but mommy, this is our religion. It is Islam. You can't force me to do what I don't want to do. I decide what I want to do, and I have decided that I want to fast. I just say, and I was dumbfounded. I just stood. I was looking at him. I'm like,
Young movement.
I'm like, okay. I didn't wake him. I'm the parent. I know what's good for him, even if he wants to. But I love the fact that he had that
Yeah, the
intention.
spirit.
He had the spirit. And yes, so I was proud of him. So I'm praying that may
I
he,
am too.
yeah, I'm praying that this attitude stay with him for the rest of his life, and he keeps on,
My sister,
and
I
he
see a
gets
very big
better.
amen to that.
Yes, and he gets better, inshallah. It was a proud mommy moment for me, and I was just. He woke up this morning and he forgot about it, but I know he has gone to Arabic school. I know when he comes back and he remembers, because we didn't have the conversation this morning while he was leaving. And when he comes back, it's going to be, it's all your fault. I told you to wake me up. It's going to be a log, and I'm ready for that. So, alhamdulillah.
That's
So,
cute.
I'm happy
Alhamdulillah.
for today, and I pray that Allah accepts our ibadah. We have been watching the Islamic channel today, so we are with them in
In
spirit.
spirit.
Yes.
Kinsan, and the moment I open my Instagram or TikTok or anywhere is in your face. And I was
Yes.
like, oh my God, I need to be here. I want to be here. I follow this Heremin page. So they give updates like every moment, what's happening, if there's any announcement and stuff. So what I realized, and I told you, if I can remember, maybe I mentioned it or not. When I was coming back from Umrah, you could see the preparation for Hajj was on top gear. So they prepared Rashida. They are not joking, no. And this year's preparation, and you know, the number of people that went this year, how many million, it's much, but they prepared. They prepared. And before I forget, remember those Nigerians that spoiled the whole show that I was telling you?
Yes,
3,000
yes.
people that went, I didn't want to come back and they want to do
Yes.
Hajj. They have been arresting people, though. I've seen
Yes, I saw
Pakistanis
them.
with
Somebody
fake
said,
IDs, Hajj IDs.
yes. I saw
Oh,
that.
I pity them.
Even on the TV, you could see that
They are
they are
serious,
searching.
Rashida.
So they are really
They
searching.
are.
Yes.
Oh,
I could see them
no.
searching ID cards. I was like,
Yeah,
what is
they're not
happening?
joking, no.
They said that no, that they are
Oh,
searching
okay.
people, that there are a lot of people that didn't go back, and they are, I'm like, oh wow, so oh, this is it.
So you see, by next year, they are going to up their games. The thing is, I even saw a sermon that said, your Hajj is invalid. You can't do that. Kingani, so you are just exercising from Mina to wherever. You are just doing free exercise. There's no reward. There's no Hajj for you. It's better you come and do Umrah with us.
Did you say free exercise?
No, actually, the thing they pay me, they vex me. Of all the things that I keep illegally is Hajj. It's Hajj that you want to go and do kwana kwana. No,
Oh my
the thing
God.
they pay me is free exercise. How many kilometers you go there and come back with what clothes? Now you said
They need to do better.
the Saudi government, they don't care. You want to do better, you don't want to do better. They are becoming more efficient. They are upping their game. So the chances of you being caught is very high. If you want, go. Number one, here, I think you're going to pay 10,000 Saudi riyals. They are going to ban you. They are going to waiting. They are just increasing the penalty. You
What?
that you don't have money for Hajj, they will not ask you to pay for that penalty. Where are you going to see
Where will you
it?
see the money?
So what is the
Holy moly,
point?
there's no point.
I'm playing hide and seek with these security people, self Rashida.
It's not
Understand?
worth it.
They said Hajj and Umrah, when Allah invites you, you will go. You will go. You don't have money or somebody will pay for you. If Allah
It's
invites
true.
you, when is your time? You are going.
And no matter how
You are
expensive
going
it
to go.
is, you will get,
Even
you'll
if it's
find yourself there.
$100 million,
You'll find
you
yourself.
could come and see yourself there. So why, Rashida? So excited. I love this day. And it's been a lovely weather here in Abuja. Lovely weather. Yeah, since yesterday. So, double reward back to back. I'm loving it.
Do
How's
you
the
know it
weather
rained
there?
today?
Ah, wow. So same thing here.
Why
It's
is it
raining.
raining? No, your next question is will be why is it raining in June?
It's summer. Is it not supposed to rain?
Does it rain in summer? We are supposed to be in the middle of heat wave and you
Oh
know.
yeah, that's true. My bad. Why is it raining?
How am I supposed to know?
You said I should ask you.
How am I supposed to know that information now?
Regina has a problem. Before we started this podcast, she sent me something. I didn't reply. She now called me that. What did you say?
You should write sin because you see, I
I
don't understand.
No, let's not go deep into it. She
You
said I
see,
just I should write sin. I said,
sin.
okay, let me go and reply. She said, no, it's for future.
Just imagine. So I brought a complaint to you. After I finished complaining, you see, I said that okay, let me go back and write. I said, news is not now, please. Can you wait? I'm talking about for future purpose. Next time, just tell me that you've seen it so that I'll know that you've seen it.
So now that you said I should ask you, I asked you answer me that how would you know? So what's the point?
Yusis, let me go on the streets for you. I have something on the streets. Listen to this true life story. Somebody even took this story and turned it into a book. When I read it, it sounded like something that was out of a movie.
MO is.
He said, "My dad died." Classic start to a funny story. He was buried in a small village in Sussex. I was really close to my dad, so I visited his grave a lot. I still do. He said, "Don't worry, this gets funnier. I always took flowers, and my mom visited a lot, and she will also take flowers. My grandparents were alive, and they will take flowers too. My dad's grave frequently resembled a solid third place for like Chelsea flowers show." He said, "Nice, but I felt a bit bad for the guy buried next to my dad. He never had flowers. He died on Christmas Day, aged 37. No one left him flowers, and next to him was his dad's grave, which was like a florist, a lot of flowers next to
Okay.
this other grave that had no flowers." So he was trying to explain how his dad and the other guy's grave side by side. Here you see lots of flowers, and here there was nothing. I started buying flowers. So he was buying flowers for the deceased guy next to his dad's grave. I did this for quite some time, but I never mentioned it to anyone. It was a little private joke with myself. I was making the world a better place, one bunch of flowers at a time. I know it sounds weird, but I came to think of him as a friend. I wondered if there was a hidden connection between us, something secretly drawing me to him. Maybe we went to the same primary school, played in the same football club, or whatever. Something just drew me to him. So I googled his name. 10 seconds later, I found him. His wife didn't leave him flowers because he had murdered her on Christmas Day.
Hey, I didn't see that
I knew it. I knew you would see that coming.
coming.
It gets worse. After he murdered his wife, he murdered her parents too. And after that, he jumped in front of the only train going through Balcombe Tunnel that Christmas night. So in one night, he killed his wife, killed
Wife.
her parents, and he went and
Hi,
jumped on the train.
hi.
So that was
Rashida,
why.
what sort of story is this?
Listen, let me land first. I'm getting somewhere.
Well,
I'm getting somewhere.
get there, please.
That was why no one ever left him flowers. No one
they
except...
even buried him. He's lucky now.
He said, no one except me, of course. I left him flowers every couple of weeks. Every couple of weeks for 2.5 years. I felt terrible for his wife and her parents. Now, I wasn't going to leave them flowers every couple of weeks for 2.5 years, but I feel like I owe them some sort of apology. So yeah, he was feeling guilty that he was leaving this.
Yes, now yeah. And with this murderer, this terrible human being. She's a there's this Hausa adage. Idankaga mutang harana. Leave him there, but she wouldn't. You don't know why God kept him there. You want to form a
saint, best want to form. I can do it better.
You don't know why God kept him there. This is the tip. Almost, this is the best example for that. You are not his family. Nobody left, even if he's what's that flower called? Africa never die. Nobody even kept that one there. You're feeling saintly.
Yeah.
I shame a murderer. Oh no. That story, Rashida. Like,
yes, it's I'm not finished now. Can you wait? Let me finish this story. He felt guilty that he was leaving this guy flower and he didn't leave that. They deserve flowers for some people that were murdered in cold blood. He said, I found out where they were buried, bought them flowers and drove to the cemetery. As I was standing at their grave, mumbling apologies, a woman appeared behind me. She wanted to know who I was and why I was leaving flowers for her aunts and grandparents. Awkward.
Really awkward.
I explained and she said, okay, that's weird, but that's quite sweet. It's really a weird behavior, but if you look at it...
You know white people now.
I said, thanks. Yes, it's a bit weird. And oh God, I asked her out for a drink. Incredibly, she said yes.
You said this is a true life story.
True life story. 2 years later, she said yes again when I asked her to marry me because that is how I met my wife.
This cannot be an African scene.
Nah.
Grave? Oh, you go see there. A kind of flower. It's not possible.
It looked like it was something out of a film. So I went deep.
Yeah, all these romantic comedies.
I did the research.
Yeah.
The person that said she wrote a book based on this story that is because of this guy's story she wrote that book. So it's so it's a true story. Went to do due diligence on this. Sometimes you bring something on the internet and people will be saying it's a lie. It can never happen.
Tap.
That was how he met his wife. So there was something really drawing him into his wife.
Yeah.
See, his dad was a middleman.
They were destined to meet there. Omar Rashida, meeting your significant other. For graveyard.
Let's now talk about
African in me.
The surface of everything. It sounds cute at this time. But you see,
white people, even if you don't do anything, they can even abandon the grave. What are you even talking about? Let's even come back to Nigeria, Rashida. You know, it's advice. Like, if you're a Muslim, it's advice that you visit the graves. Like, it renews your iman. That's your faith. You've gone astray. It will, like, bring you back.
Yeah.
To say, even us that we are recommended or encouraged to. How many people do that when you think about it? But even hospital visitations, it's highly recommended that we do that.
Yeah.
How many of us do that?
That was a nice way to like meet.
I disagree.
How I met your mother. Yeah. No, your look mother. At it now. It's sweet now.
Sorry. It's not sweet. For me, let me be adding that. For me, for a romantic comedy, a movie, I would like to see it.
But they are not.
True life.
But... No, look at it now. You know, it took him 2.5 years for him to find his wife. For he had been dropping flowers for 2.5 years. And he went to apologize to her auntie.
Yeah.
Just to meet her. It's a nice story.
It is a nice story, but
not for me, Shao. It can never be me.
She's dropping disclaimer.
It's nice to hear from like somebody, not for me.
Oh, let's be real. Graveyard. Yeah, I might even think you are a ghost.
Ghost.
And I'm talking about graveyard. You see, in the abroad, they are finding love.
Mm.
A few months back, my auntie that is in Kaduna was telling me this story that passed, I think, before Ramadan. There's this lady that was caught in one of the cemetery in Kaduna. What she does is, midnight, she'll go there with her pan, with her gas.
Mm.
The father to your master. Aboka told her to do that. I think when she
Yulsis,
prepares
what
it.
type of story is this one now? What are you saying? Eh?
You see, my problem with all these abroad people, I'm telling you what's happening in your country. You're saying what
No,
kind of story? Let me land now.
you have to be joking. No, my brain cannot comprehend this.
I'm going to look for the sermon and send it to you. The madam was narrating the whole story. So she does that like every night. I don't know for how long, Sha.
Wow.
So the security guard there noticed that she was going back and forth. I share why she was doing that. It's curious. Why would you go to the graveyard midnight? And you are frying masa. What's masa in English, sir? Ashida? Our England babe.
It's like this rice pancake that is very popular in the north.
Masa is not rice pancake.
It is rice pancake. That's what they call it. Rice
Let's
pancake.
Not argue.
So what
anyway,
is masa?
It's masa that she's frying there. I said,
what
I
is
don't
masa?
Know. But
that's what I'm telling you. Yes, I told you. You say you don't. It's not correct.
It's like saying, what do they say? Moi moi, we now call it granite.
Bean
sorry, bean cake.
Bean cake, you know.
Let me finish my story, please. Let me. I will forget this
wait,
story.
Don't forget it. Let's go back to that argument. What I saw, you said you asked me this. It's rice
Rashida,
pancake now.
You
what
are
do you...
Farafat, you want to argue? You see, the Shedan is with you.
Oh my God! Please, if you know, is it not? If it's not rice pancake, tell me what it is.
Okay, for now we use rice pancake.
Thank
but
you.
But it's masa, Sha. Anyway, she goes there. She fries the pancake. You see,
she fries
she
it.
She goes there and she fries the masa.
Mm.
So what happened was when she got caught, she was now explaining why she was doing that.
Mm.
Apparently, her jazz man, her juju man, her boka, whatever they call themselves, asked her to do that. That the way she, you know, when you're flipping the masa now, that the way she flips the, for now we're going to use Rashida's English name, the rice pancake. When you flip it, you have that control over her husband. That's where she be turning and turning to turning him. Hi.
You
oh
see, stop it. Just pause.
I'm telling you,
I didn't expect you, when you say this story, right? I didn't expect you to end with Juyemiji. I thought you were going to tell me that she's going to succeed like that. That's how she will be succeeding. Her money will be multiplying.
If she was doing
or
that,
something.
Then, if she was doing that, it did you for no pain me. What I did like, was that a thing that
I did not expect you to say.
I swear to God, that's what she said. Like that, she'll be turning the husband. And then it's only what she said. I say, what? What? Me, my own question, while she was busy explaining, I said, so. After she had turned the masa, is she going to feed the dead people there? Because who is going to now eat the masa that she made?
She'll take it home and feed the husband and her children if she has.
She didn't say that he will have to eat it. I think after she's done what she's supposed to do, I'm sure there are other things involved before she started frying.
So that was going to be my next question. Do you mean that people go to that extent to do?
Her own is small now.
What do you mean
okay.
Her own is small?
Her own is small. Okay, her own is small. Let me give you two scenarios now. At least this one, a local league she they play using local graveyard. People that will go to Mecca with jazz that they want to clip on top Kaaba that they cut. Okay. Okay. No, choose one now. Which one?
I'm tired.
Her own is local league now.
No.
Do you understand?
Yeah, do you know what you just did now with this story?
Okay, let me give you the third scenario. Oh, the ones that their juju man, boka, mal, and whatever will tell them they should go to Mecca, face the Kaaba. So they usually lodge at this hotel that right in Haram. Mm-hmm. They will face the Kaaba, then they will start fornicating.
With who?
Which one? With who? Be asking me now. Do you understand?
I'm hearing this for the first time.
Wow. So that's another topic for another day altogether. So you see, the things that people do, Ashida, it's better that you don't know. So there's this thing that I usually tell my friends or anybody close to me. I'm like, see, I like my boring life. It's better than and I don't get this thing, women. That's why when all these mothers say, Mata, subsuke, yewa, uta. A lot of women, they take this route because of men. Remember that lady that we spoke about some months back? The one that died and scorpions were coming out from her private part.
Yeah.
Why? Because she jazzed the man. He didn't know what he was doing for how many years. So now you have died. And he's back to his senses. Kingani, you're going to hell for nothing. Why?
Oh
Why?
my
Oh, why?
God.
I'm not even upset. It's sad that your whole persona, your whole life, your whole essence is about a man. No sense of individuality, nothing. Man, man, man. Miji, miji, miji. Like, okay, we get it. And so what?
So
And
what?
Rashida, it's funny to me, like, on your own as an adult, you get tired of yourself by yourself. You yourself, what am I eating? You are just upset. I now, even thinking about it, I get tired. Why would I want to control a whole human being, another adult, when I have so many things going on by
Definitely.
myself?
I don't even have that
So I
energy.
don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Control, control, control. Why would I want
Why?
to do that? Explain to me, like I'm two, why I would want to control a whole human being when I'm
I
me,
don't
myself,
get
and
it. He also says on the street of Instagram. You know, that's where I go to.
That's your constituents.
That's my constituents. Listening to this person that tweeted, help this guy, yo. I need your honest help. He said, my friend is having a meltdown. To end all meltdown, his 19-year-old son, first year in the university, impregnated an 18-year-old girl.
Ha.
And she is
From where to where, Rashida?
This is now. I've not finished. And she is pregnant with
Ha.
twins.
Ha. Ah, hi.
He said my friend is
Since
that
the occasion.
he said my friend is 39 years old.
Okay, he gave birth as a teenager too.
Yes, apple does not fall far from the tree.
Yeah, so, like father, like son.
Like father, like son.
You should be proud.
Yes, let's do this mass. So he's 39 years old.
Mm-hmm.
His son is 19. So he gave birth 20.
The father was 19.
No,
20.
The father. Don't disrespect the father. Don't disrespect
the father.
Father
was also 19 when he impregnated the lady.
Oh,
he gave birth when
that's
the father came.
That's true.
History was repeating itself.
Yes, that's true.
The apple really did not fall far from the tree. This one, oh. Ah, he did the tree safe.
So why was he having a meltdown? That's my old question.
Even he, you know, you expect your child to do better than
to
you
do
naturally.
Better, yeah,
naturally. So, Ella.
Oh,
but the dad has experience now, so he will guide the son.
Yes, it's a beg. This is not the type of experience. Please, this is not the type of experience you want to.
So, Rashida, what do you want me to say?
This is not the type of experience.
As the thing don't pass my power, now make you so
give him advice. Tell him that it will be fine. Tell him that.
But I cannot advise him because I've not been in his shoes. He is in the better position.
Oh, yeah,
to
don't
give
advise
advice.
Him. Encourage him.
Okay, what was it I said I always say? I wish them
all the best. I wish them all the best. I was really on the street, so I spent my time on the street listening to this one. She said, my husband wants to take his biological child on a trip for graduating grade 8, but not his stepchild, who is also graduating in grade 8. I'm upset and he doesn't see why. How do I make him understand?
No, he don't understand. Well, he's just gaslighting her.
Yes, sis. Do you think so?
He understands perfectly well, more than you can ever imagine. He knows exactly what you're doing.
Abuses, okay. I understand what you're saying, but look at it from this angle now. What if the other child's father is still in the child's life and her father is doing stuff for her and not doing for this other child? That means the other child
the lady
is
would
take,
have mentioned this one. You're just
double.
Creating scenarios so that you excuse what this idiot is doing. You would have mentioned, the lady would have mentioned, and as a mother, if that was the case, maybe she would have brought it up. It's weird for her because maybe everything seemed normal. He has accepted him as his stepchild.
Yeah.
Then when this happened, one child, she's her. So if this scenario
what
that
point,
you have now, she wouldn't have mentioned it.
Yeah, you have a fair point. What if the other father is not in the child's life at all?
And
but this thing is hard, you know?
Even if, see, if you married her, why she has it, you have to accept her and the child. Cool?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so
these things are usually, yeah. Because I was thinking the other day, if you decide to marry somebody that has a child, there's no discrimination. There's no my child, your child. And even if the other child's father is doing...
Even if there's let's say, okay, he's your child, you certainly feel some type of way. But to show it, do you get?
So there are so many comments in the comment section. The comment section went crazy. People were saying that her too, she should take the child, the other child father, she should take the other child to her father. What if the father was in prison? What if the father is an abusive man? What if the father is not a good person?
Rashida, do you know all this? You remember, that's why I told you, no matter what happened to me, I'll What did I say? What do I always say? I'll believe a woman first. Because you see, a man, even if he's wrong, there are a legion of people that will support whatever rubbish he does. See, okay, case in point, see, they are creating scenarios now. Do you see? Do you see? It's this simple question. Those are children we are talking about.
They don't understand.
Are you married? You are married to the mom, so he's like your child.
Yeah.
So why do that?
I know.
Okay, let's even say you can't afford the trip for to the children, then do something that you can afford for both of them. Or you can even talk with the mom. Okay, I want to take these children to the trip, but I don't have money. You see, he's just a bigot. He's an idiot that wanted to do what he wants. He knows exactly what he's doing.
You know, when I read it, I didn't see it from this, your point. But now that you're saying it from this point, I'm getting angry.
Of, Sierra,
you're actually
Future,
right.
And what's it called? Russell, her husband, Sierra's husband now.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen their story or news or whatever. Whenever is the child, Future Junior, that's the child's name, whenever it's his birthday, you see Russell going all out.
Yep.
By Aaron Shibeni.
Yep.
The nonsense father, he has so many baby mamas, so many children. You will not just drop one stupid quote, Twitter, happy birthday, my son. Dad loves you, Lorobi. You will see people going under Russell's page. Soon as I can see, why? He's overdoing. He's not his child. Do you see? So whatever rubbish a man does, there are legion people that will support
him. I agree with you. I didn't think of it from this, your point of view. Okay, I was trying to look at it from the point of the father saying, okay, like this is extra responsibility for him and it's not really his child, but he has accepted the mother. He has decided that he wants to marry the mother and he knows she has a child. If you're doing it for your child, there is no, you know what, when we say bas akani da Allah ba, that means yes, it's all your direct translation.
You not one with one mind.
Exactly. No, so there's something that's not nice.
And for
thinking
kids,
about it, that's not
kids
nice.
And kids, the child will never forget this.
Never, never, ever.
He's just a somehow person.
That's not nice. Lastly, on the street, Ilse is listening to this one.
I'm all ears.
Please, advice. I'm about to lose my marriage. On Saturday, me and my husband were arguing, and in the heat of the moment, I abused his mom. That is how he slapped me. My face swelled up. I went to our house and my brother saw my face. He carried two boys and went to beat my husband. She said, I got back home and I found my things outside. I love my man. Please advise. Uses. Advice. So advice.
The man job better beat him. And then she pay the money. They give her mother a dirty slap.
Yes, please advise your sister. She loves her man. What will she do?
Oh, sister, the thing is, Rashida, okay, domestic abuse, you know.
Yep.
It's not a funny thing.
Both of them are
it
wrong.
It will start, it will start with one slap. Then what next? And then I don't support even one bit. See, even I do not support insults. Because it starts from there.
Yeah.
It deteriorates. Becomes physical, it's better not to start. Oh. And this one, maybe brothers are like, who him be? You touch us, sister. What is good what's good for the goose is good for the gander. But I do not support any form of
abuse,
domestic abuse, either from the woman or the man.
She, how
it
did she allow her,
end well.
Her brother to get to the house and she didn't?
You were the one that read this story. You said her face was swollen. So she carried swollen face to the house. As the brother saw, he said, this
no.
one is no,
but
you see,
come to think of it, 1-1. God no go verse.
That's what I'm saying. It's 1-1 we can laugh,
it's
but it's not funny.
It's not funny.
Domestic violence is
because
a no-no.
He started
Kingani,
it.
That's how they keep killing women, left, right, and center. It starts like this.
No, but
is it
I
not
don't
say
see. Nobody,
is it not just a slap?
Both of them are
somebody
the
will even tell you that, yes, now. Somebody will
both
say, is it not just a slap? Remember that story that we brought the other day? That he mistakenly slapped her.
Imagine. But you see, in this case, bah, it's 1-1. He's not supposed to throw. They are supposed
one,
to go
one.
And
that's
settle
what
their distance inside. There's no packing
that's
of
what I'm
load with. Outside.
Rashida, that man, he get her for mind. Mm. You understand? He get her for mind because beating. But bottom line, what I'm even seeing is any form of domestic violence, can get any sexual abuse or so on so.
Yeah.
Is a no-go. Unless it's something we should condemn in its totality. Kingani is a no-no slap care. And you, as an adult, can we keep our hands to
Keep
ourselves?
your hands
Can
to
you keep your hands to
yourself,
yourself?
please, as
Keep
much
your
as
hands to
possible.
yourself.
Keep your hands to yourself.
Any small thing, pa. Okay, she
Ha-ha.
insults your mama. You too insult her mama now.
One, God no go vex.
Mama. Do you understand? So, and you know,
Itama, why
improve.
you insult somebody's mother? Please, you
Mother, thank
respect
you.
your
You know, that
mother.
one is very sensitive.
It's very sensitive. It's
It's
very
very
sensitive.
sensitive.
Anybody that insults somebody's mother.
You
And
understand?
I heard this preaching that says that, like, if you insult somebody's parent, you're not insult you're insulting your own parents. It just shows the
You
reflection
get.
of how you take your own parents.
Yeah, because if you value your parents, you don't start insulting other
Other
people's
people,
parents.
exactly.
Kingani, the natural thing is even when you go out and you see an elderly person, a woman or a man, what you see is, what if they are my parent? These are my parents.
Oh
Do you
yes, he's talking
understand?
about that. God, the other day I saw this woman. Okay, like she's a grandmother, so she was taking her. I know the parents, and this is a grandmother now. I haven't seen her before. I usually see the parents doing the school runs, but I haven't seen this grandmother, and so it was the first time I was seeing the grandmother school runs for the grandkid, and I saw her. And yes, sis, I looked at this woman. Do you know what I said? I said hello to the kid, then I looked at the grandmother and I said hi to her, and I passed. Then it clicked on
I
me.
understand.
You know, I'm supposed to greet her. Like I'm supposed to say, yeah,
Yeah, okay.
I was supposed to say, oh, good afternoon, ma, and stuff like that. And I just said, oh, hello, hi, and I passed. And I said, yes, it's me.
Somebody is becoming British.
Useless.
Hello, okay.
I don't
Hello, for
understand
where?
this hum that you said. And when I passed a little. I'm
I have
like,
to
no,
puzzle.
yeah. I'm like, this is not my core values. This is not me. Like I was supposed to like greet her properly and say, oh, good afternoon, ma. Oh, you know. But I said hi and I passed. And I'm like, oh my God, what's happening to me? And there was that little bit of moment of reflection. And I was thinking to myself,
Yeah,
oh, what's happening to me? I'm more
you're
cultural
becoming
than this.
English.
If I could go back to that moment, I would have gone back. I would have like said, oh, good afternoon, ma, and you know,
Yeah.
greet her in a proper way, which was, yeah. So that was what happened. I'm like, holy
Yeah,
moly.
please don't try taking no Rashida. You cannot be ha. This is not a good representation
This
of
is
our
not,
people.
no, this is not a good representation of our
And if you
people.
notice, like my niece, that lives in the US, the mother gets this compliment that she's well behaved, she's well disciplined. Kingani is all this cultural thing, good ones, those are the things that is, it you know, it amazes them. Like, do you understand? Thank you, the Soronsu, they help and stuff. The white man down, like, consign you,
It's not,
it's your
yes, they are not
business.
obligated to do that. No, but when I passed and I really felt like I did something wrong. I should have greeted that old lady
It's
more
against your
than,
nature.
yeah. Anyway, if I see her next time, I will definitely see her again and I will correct my steps.
Please do.
Yes. What do you have for us from the streets? Were you on the streets? You should be on the streets.
Rashida, you know, this one is, I was not in the streets like you, but I have one for you.
All right, give me, hit
For the
me.
culture. Listen carefully, please.
I'm all yes, like you say.
So this lady was like, am I an asshole for telling my husband's affair baby's family to either come get the kid or I'm calling CPS? That's Child Protective Service. My soon-to-be ex-husband, Roger, whom I forgave for his affair, came home with a baby 4 months ago. His girlfriend, who is 22 years old, could not handle it anymore and brought the baby to him at work and left. To the best of his knowledge, she's in Spain. I allowed him to stay so long as I didn't have anything to do with anything. I mean, absolutely anything. Well, about a month ago, Roger had a heart attack. It didn't kill, more of a pity. But he's very weak and incapable of anything for himself. Since he isn't up and about and he cannot care for his child, he also cannot drop off and pick up his son at daycare. I have been helping, but I'm done. My kids are full grown. I shouldn't be having grandkids anytime soon. I do not have any desire to care for a baby. I told Roger that I want a divorce, and I contacted the mother's parents. I know the father through friends. I said they had until Friday to come get their grandchild, or I was calling Child Protective Services.
Oh.
They just left with the baby, but they scolded me for being so cold towards the baby that had done me no harm. I view that child differently. Roger is recovering and I'll be moving out.
Oh.
The house is in his name, but I have never contributed to it.
Oh.
I have the equivalent of 22 years of rent and interest put away. And as per our prenup, my savings are my own. I work and I don't need anything out of this marriage except myself. Let me repeat. I work and I don't need anything out of this marriage except myself. My kids try telling me to stay and help their father. I said, well, they were welcome to come over and help him with cleaning himself and the baby. They both declined what I felt was a fair offer. I do not feel that I am acting badly. However, Roger, our children, his child's family, and a few mutual friends think I am. Perhaps writing this out and seeing the responses will give me clarity. Rashida, they say that woman, you don't get manners. So
please, so where did she having her
motherly?
So where is she having her master class so that we can enroll?
Rashida, is the advisors like finishing you, especially the grandparents? You don't want to carry your own grandchild. Your daughter is in Spain enjoying
her life.
Then she cannot take care of a child. Is another woman that the husband had an affair with your daughter that you want to take care of your child? Is the audacity for me?
Yes, you've missed one part in this thing.
Hey, what line?
Did you hear that she said she helped?
She helped, oh, but she Kukuma was tired.
She just looked at it. That this child
what
is not my. What am I doing? What am I doing? He went. Oh God, his thing could rise and he could impregnate another person.
About one time.
And then he now came. Then he now the
she dropped no, the baby for him at work.
No, because they think the wife now they'll come and just dump anything on the wife so
yes,
that
now.
She doesn't have a life of her own.
Yes, virtuous woman.
The woman that decided to give birth to only two children and two
yes.
that she can rest. You think
she's
that she's not know what
she... I forgot to mention that she's 53. You see, she says
she's
still not
young,
having though. Grandkids anytime soon. She just wants herself out of the marriage. So she's concentrating on herself. The funny thing for me here is it's regular occurrence. It always happens. If the reverse was the case, you know, the story is different.
Yeah, definitely.
You get pregnant
definitely
outside of your wedlock.
No, it's
by
not.
The time they pack you, throw you out of the house. But nobody is even talking about the affair and everything. They wish she forgave.
She forgave him. Yes, he's.
They want to force
that's
the
not
child
even my
on
own.
Her.
Do you know what my greatest joy in this story is? The fact that she has 25 years. 23 years what? Worth of rent, money,
and savings complete, and intact.
Intact. She said she doesn't need his
like
money.
Like her body told her, oh, she doesn't care about her. It'd be like her body give her.
It has given her for a long yes, it has given
you
know that women
this one.
Yes, women
you I'm seeing
used to know. You know, we used to know.
You your
we
instinct
used to know. Yeah.
Your instinct, but we keep pushing it away. Your instinct will tell you one time or the other.
No, she has known because she's prepared. She has already said I'm not fighting for the house his house.
Nothing.
I'm not fighting. I don't want
she's
any
saying,
of
she
yeah.
she just needs
she
herself.
Knew.
In this man, nothing, just
and
herself.
Yes, maybe this is
look
not
at
the first
stupid
cheating.
Children, no.
Cheating. This is not his first cheating. This one is just this
of
one that
course,
I,
no.
yeah.
This one he produced result. Look at her own children. You see, they say it's always own. She stay and take care of the father.
So yeah, you guys
care,
should
taking
come.
Care now. You come and take care of your father. Now.
They refuse.
They say no.
They refuse.
You see, like I told, always tell you, Rashida, person where they drive with mouth, no, they get accident.
Yeah.
It's easy now. Turn left, turn right. Come and do it. It's always sweet now to give advice. Do you understand?
Yeah.
You give advice, you just go, Kimama and taking bad advice. It's the person that takes your stupid advice that will be suffering the consequences of the advice.
Confirm.
She said, come and take care of your dad. They said, no.
No,
rubbish.
It was fair. It was reasonable. Like, come and do it. Me, I...
Simple.
Yeah.
It's the same as they're giving me and you're in the same position to give that service. Then come and do it. Simple.
Nah.
Simple.
I'm happy for her. I'm happy she's able to make that decision. I don't
Roger,
think she...
Roger, in a shower, Allah, and he had to attack your camera.
Yeah.
Roger, I don't know if you do make... I cannot do it.
I'm happy she chose herself, you know. I'm
Yeah.
happy she put herself first. She didn't think of like she didn't think of what people will say or like I usually say like don't think of what people will say. Any woman that I see that has taken a decision without thinking of what the next person will say, I'm always like proud of them.
Because you know she didn't take the decision suddenly.
No, you sis, you too. There's no way she's going to love that child. This is a child
And
from an
yes,
affair.
I yes, now see, let's even say like they were a Muslim family and these are co-wives. Do you understand? Even in that setting, it's not possible or it's not by force for her to take care of the other child. See, Rashida, within your children, you love one more than the other. Talk
No, you
more
see,
of
so I
another
just love
person's
one
child.
more than the other. I love the one that at the moment that is doing good more than
So it
the
does
other.
happen. Do you understand?
They take
But this
to
woman was able to overlook everything. They
Yeah.
brought the child, 4 months old. Rashida, remember
Oh.
when your children were 4 months old? The
Oh
stress.
God,
And this woman,
yeah.
she's done giving birth. She's 53. She just want to relax her nerves. Rashida, you're
Travel
not
around
talking
the
about
world.
the mom that went to Spain to enjoy herself. Or this young lady. You're not even talking. We are just
He
talking
followed.
about the
He
man
followed.
Roger and this woman. We are not even talking about the see the real mama is there. She we are
She's
not even talking
alive.
about the,
Mama is alive.
this is the life. She went to
Imagine.
Spain enjoying herself.
Yeah, traveling around the
So
world.
yes, she dropped the child
I'm like,
at
you know
work.
what? I'm kind of proud of how.
She said she'll not use her youth to be
You
this
know,
one is Gen Z. All this Gen
she's a
Z,
lesbian.
all this they know
This is,
the
you know, like low key. I'm proud of her.
year.
I'm proud of her that she carried the child
She
and yet
said
to take the
You
father.
are in your 50s. You are already a father. This one will not be hard. Carry your child.
Take your child. I cannot personally because of my type of person. I cannot do that. But I'm really low key. Like if you look at it,
Amma, that girl,
I envy her
she didn't even
courage.
drop it with her parents. She said, no, maybe they are parents too. They need to chill. They need to rest.
She carried
Straight up to his place of
to the
work.
father, to the father of the child.
She dropped it at the place of work, like saying a
No,
letter.
she's a Gen
Your
Z.
parcel.
Definitely a Gen Z. You want to spoil her steez? No. No child shall spoil her steez.
Oh my God,
Yeah, you
guy,
sis, we are
no.
running
I'm
out of
happy for
time.
her. Uh-oh, I'm happy for her, Sha. I'm
It's
happy for her.
about time we say our goodbyes. You sis, before
Oh
we go, I
yeah.
have one for you.
Give me.
This episode of I Met a Celebrity on the Streets of London.
Who did you meet again, Rashida?
You sis, guess.
Okay, no, please, please. We don't have time. There's no time to guess anything. Just tell us.
You sis, guess. We are running out of time. You sis, be fast with your guess.
Oh,
Okay,
what
I'll
are
give
the
you a hint.
clues?
Those skit makers.
Skit makers. Oh, did you meet Lai? Because I know he's in London.
No, this was not recently.
Lai
This was like
Wasabi.
2 weeks ago. This was 2 weeks ago. I forgot to tell you.
2 weeks ago.
You give up or I should just
Ooh,
tell you.
I've given up. Go ahead.
So it was Nas Boy.
Oh, okay.
Yegba.
Oh, okay.
So it was it's not like meet this one. I think he was trying to catch the train or something, so he was in a hurry. So I was coming
Okay.
back. Yeah, we just saw him. I was like, oh, Nas Boy, is that you? He's like, yes, it's me, Nas Boy. I said, oh, how are you doing? He said, oh, I'm fine. And
Yeah.
that was it. It was just a quick one.
Yeah,
Yeah,
nice.
that was it.
No picture.
No picture. He was really in a
No
hurry.
evidence. You
No
explain tire.
evidence.
If
I
I
was
say
feeling
if
tired.
I say I don't believe you
Damn
now, you
it.
can.
Yeah, damn it. Damn it. Damn it.
A nice
But
one.
I have a witness. We'll have to call my son because we were together when he saw it. And I was explaining to him that this is a Nigerian celebrity. He was excited about, oh, it's a Nigerian celebrity. He didn't know who he was, but he was like excited that
Yeah.
just the name celebrity made it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
That's
Yusis, that's
nice.
all we have for you guys today. Thank you so much for listening this
Yeah,
far.
it's been a fun one.
Yeah, I hope you enjoy this episode as much as we do. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and leave us an honest review.
Don't forget to follow our social media handles. It's at the Chill Sister Podcast, both on TikTok and Instagram. You can send us an email at thechillsisterpodcast@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. Feedback, suggestions. Like I always say, let's grow together. Thank you for listening thus far. We appreciate you coming back every week to listen to our shenanigans, talk about things. If you're Muslim, I hope you reap all the rewards of Arafat. May your du'as be answered. You know, may your deeds be accepted, your ibadah be accepted. And from all of us here is Eid Mubarak, Eid Mubarak. I hope everyone has a good one. Talk to you next week. by then we'll be done eating all this alarum. Thank you for being this long.
I'm
poo-pooing nice
all
the
alarum. Bye.
Bye.